Our Horton Locker Room Chat continues here tonight, brought to you by Union State Bank. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the boys basketball coach, that is David Losey, as we get set for the start of a new season. And for Horton, they'll start on Friday night, taking on McLouth, and we'll dive into that momentarily. But, Coach, again, you've been with the program for a long time, and last year was certainly one to remember, a 15-win season, getting to the state tournament. I know a one-and-done in terms of the state tournament, but how fun was last season riding with that group and making that appearance at the Class 2A state tournament?
Well, it's extremely fun with this group of kids, you know, regardless of how we had to finish, but just finishing was a little icing on the cake the way they did, and kind of came together, grew together a little bit. There was a little feeling out process. Yeah, I've been here for a while, but I hadn't been the head coach. So, you know, we did some things. We made some adjustments, you know, carried over some things from Coach Smith, and then went threw in some other things. And it took, you know, a little bit of time. And then when we finally pulled things together, they just, you know, like I said, they're a great group. Our top 10 kids this year. That's a very competitive group in practice, and they get after, but we are, you know, they like each other. And we see that, and we've talked about that as a coaching staff, and we just have a lot of fun with them. And, you know, when the intensity needs to be there, it's there. It's, we don't have to really coax that out of them near as much as I've had to do in teams in the past.
Well, you get ready for the start of this season, and with the majority of the roster back that made that run, won 15 games, and got a taste of the state tournament, I would feel like these kids are probably chomping at the bit to maybe have another successful season and try to work their way back to that state tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, the goal always every year when you go in. That's a little different this year, I think, for them, because they're going to have a little bit of a target on their back. You know, I think we surprised some people last year, and you know, they, like I said, we grew last year, and the kids did some good things in the off season to really work towards that goal, the ultimate goal. I mean, we did some good things in summer leagues and played a lot of kids and got a lot of PT for those kids throughout the summer. And they want to get going. I think we're tired of beating up on each other, and we're going to get into the regular season and hopefully see where we're at.
There's certainly a lot of names we can talk about, but just kind of a trio here in the backcourt I want to get a quick thought on. You know, returning the likes of Gannon Becker, Cooper Wishrup, Luke McAfee. Obviously a lot of experience and a talented trio there in the backcourt for you.
Yeah, those kids have been starting now. You know, they were freshmen and two sophomores starting a couple years ago. And, you know, they started doing really good things then, even as youngsters, and there were some more wins. I mean, I think we got 7 wins that year, which had been more than they had combined in the previous 3. So, yeah, very talented group. But what's best probably about those kids is they work hard. And when they're, you know, the group that's probably going to be on the floor a lot of the time, when they're the hardest, and not the hardest, but they will show the example, and the rest of the guys go along with it. It's easy for those guys sometimes in situations where they don't maybe go quite as hard because they know, you know, they're pretty decent players, but boy, they go hard in practice, and you couldn't ask for a better group of kids.
Outside of experience and potentially depth with all the returners back from last year, what would you say is the biggest strength of your team heading into this year?
You know, right now I really believe, you know, the experience, like you said, and going where we went and knowing where we need to be to have success. If you get back to that situation, we have several guys that can handle the ball. Very confident in that. And, you know, it's going to be tough, I think, to pressure us. And like you had said, we have the depth to where if we do have any issues, foul trouble, something like that, we've got guys that can step in. So we're very confident that we've got some kids that can handle the basketball. There's some kids that really have stepped up as far as maybe didn't get a lot of varsity time last year, but looked really good this summer. And we expect a lot from them. I'm thinking, you know, I'm hoping that we're, you know, even a little better outside shooting this year. That, and combined with you've got a pretty good big man junior that's came back last year, and it's gonna. We're excited.
Coach, it's obviously tough to kind of dissect the first game of the year because, you know, both you know, everybody's losing pieces, everybody's returning pieces. It's just kind of hard to scout that first game, and you get McClouth on Friday night. But just the Northeast Kansas League as a whole, what's kind of the expectation from your perspective on what the league's going to provide this year?
Well, I think several teams are going to be a step above the what they were last year, McClouth being one of them. You know, he played a lot of young guys. They had a little success last year and won a couple games and whatnot, and that's huge for a program. I mean, we could speak for that, how we've been in the, you know, previous years, and you just get a few wins under your belt, then all of a sudden you're, you know, they had a good football season, a solid season, and, you know, that helps the school out. And, you know, I expect them to, you know, be a very big challenge this Friday. I think there's some other teams that, you know, they have a lot of kids back at JCN. You know, Ofsky had a lot of kids back. You know, it's going to Jackson Heights, same thing. They've got some talented kids, and that's just to name a few. I mean, everybody's got some pretty good kids coming back. So it's going to be a challenge, you know, but that's what's fun. It's fun about that. You know, the kids are looking forward to it, and I hope we can, you know, compete well and do well.
Horton boys basketball coach David Losey joining us. It is presented once again by Union State Bank as the Chargers open up the basketball season on Friday night on the road at McClouth. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate what you guys do.